It's time for a brand new server spotlight, the Minecraft server. No, not the survival one, silly.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This week, we have a great server spotlight. If you're a fan of Minecraft, then you will love today's episode. In September, I covered a server called Dwarves vs. Zombies. This was a server and a game mode created by my friend Rob, aka Old Man Willikers. That server has shut down and has been reworked into the Mindcrack public mini game server. This server features lots of games like survival games, Dwarves vs. Zombies, The Golden Monocle, and Barnyard Blitz. So you can also visit Mindcrack's current and past server maps within a museum. When you play and win games, you'll earn gold in in-game currency, and eventually Minecraft will have a daily UHC match, which you can spend your gold to play. And if you win that UHC match, your character will be built by Endermen and Zombie Pigmen on top of the UHC monument. This is really cool stuff, so let's get in and show you the game. So when you join the server, you'll be in this nice little lobby area. Everyone gets some special abilities. You can buy snow globes if you're a new patron, or there's tons and tons of items you can buy. So that was the snow globe, which causes a rain cloud to appear over your head. These little pressure plates will launch you through the world. You can time it just right to jump right at the right moment that it's launching you. I still haven't quite figured that out. My favorite things in these games are some of the characters. This is Falnor, the blacksmith. And, you know what I need to do is I need to make sure that all of my sounds are up because it's using texture packs or their new resource packs to make sure that everything plays correctly. So if I open up, come on, Falnor. There we go. So you can do things here like smelt my pennies. I have 16 pennies down here into gold. So now that just smelted.
Yes, Falnor.
This server has, instead of using just science to teleport around, you have to go through portals. So this first portal is for the survival games. There's tons and tons and tons of servers. If you're having trouble, you can buy patron status later. These games are just how you would expect survival games to be played. They're also played on the Mindcrack server throughout the seasons. This looks like the third season of the server. And here you can see people battling, and looks like they just finished that game, and you get popped right back out. Over this way, we have Dwarves versus Zombies, which is the old gameplay type, which we did a few months back. Over here is the Barnyard Blitz minigame. In this game, you play as different farm animals to take over different territories of the map. And they all have, fun little here. Let's join a game that is already going on. This one is really quickly going to end. Over time, you can see that time remaining until elimination at the top of the screen. Over time, the people in last place will be moved into another team. And so you actually, and they move to the second place team. And so you don't, I'm a cow. I'm actually fighting in this. So let's go kill this. Oh, murr. This snake is, or this snake, this cat is killing me. Looks sort of like a snake. And then you can eat wheat to heal yourself. And, the squid, where'd you come from? Oh, the squids. Oh, wait, I'm a cow, right? I guess, I don't know what I am. There we go. The cat has been eliminated. This is a pretty brilliant game. We're cows right here fighting for territory. And then the ground will change depending on who owns the territory. You can see the scoreboard over on the side is how many territories they own. It looks like right now we're fighting squids versus cows and in the final elimination. Let's go ahead and exit to the lobby. There we go. Once you complete a game, you're given bags of coins and then you can click them and that's where you get your gold and pennies from. On the other side of the server, we'll have to take a little bit of a run over there. We have a museum where you can go back and play and look through the old maps. Right here, I believe this is the Golden Monocle. This is where you play as wizards. Each time you spawn in, you're a different... Yep, cool. Golden Monocle. Each time you spawn in as a different wizard. And I'm downloading the texture pack here. And in your first two slots, you have offensive weapons that can be...
A new king has been selected.
Oh, new king. Oh, here we go. So these first two slots, you can either right-click or click forward each of these. And it looks like I got... the Lukey's loot, and each of these do different things, and you are a different wizard each time. So over time, you'll learn exactly what each wizard does. You get points, which you can see over on the side, for killing other people, and you get more points if you kill other wizards while within the center of this arena. So there is an advantage to running towards the center, although if you are on the outside, you will be much safer. So let's go ahead and exit to the lobbies now. And of course, you get points for being the top wizard in that game. And this is just like the Minecraft server. It does rain quite often. Over here is UHC, and this statue on the top will be replaced by the winner of the UHC. And when it gets replaced, Endermen and Zombie Pigmen come out and remake that statue over 20 minutes of time. It's really neat to see them building that statue. Over here, we have the museum, where you can go into the different seasons of Minecraft. And then over here, there should be a village made by B00 and Corralis, which has not been completed yet. And in the center, we have the survival games, which we all already took a quick look at playing on the previous season's maps. So we got Petey's Pickle House here. Hey, Petey.
Welcome to Petey's Pickle House. You want pickles? We got them. Except we don't, because we're sold out.
He's sold out of pickles. Oh, that's a stinker. But you can buy food here, and they each create these crazy effects. Over here, you can buy, I have a few of these what are they called? Fireworks. I got holiday fireworks. And you can buy fireworks from the very normal, very regular Crazy Al. Hey, Crazy Al.
Get your fireworks.
You want the boom boom? Big Al's got the boom boom.
Thank you, Big Al. I do want. I'm.
You want the boom boom? Big Al's got the boom boom.
I've been thinking about getting fireworks, Big Al. Thanks for letting me know. I'll
give our dear the Big Al's fireworks.
Oh, I can't afford that. Okay, thanks, Big Al. Your prices are crazy. Thanks, Big Al. Now, let me let you know that this is a beta server at the moment, so there may be a few bugs, but let them know it's an awesome, awesome server. You can join at us.playminecraft.com, and when you're first joined, you'll be asked to download a resource pack. Always click yes to this resource pack. It adds lots of features. All the voices that you heard, that's what that resource pack adds. Although it is not necessary, it adds a ton. If you accidentally hit no, you'll have to delete the server and then re-add the server to have that pop-up come back so that you can have that resource pack. And also remember that shifting while standing on those gold pressure plates is what launches you through the air. If for some reason you're not having any luck getting into the games, you can always buy patron status on playminecraft.com. Being a patron requires you to have a paid subscription, but it gives you access to features like joining completely full games. Now, however, Minecraft has promised that it will never add features that will give you an advantage in the game. So this is not a pay-to-win server. If you want more details about this, head on over to playminecraft.com. If you'd like to send me some tips or your feedback, send me some email at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow the show at @omgcraftshow. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.